Gospel reading from John chapter 11, especially these words. Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So far, text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. John's Gospel is very concerned with the glory of God. John has those seven very specific miracles that Jesus does, and they definitely all reveal the glory of God. Jesus turns water to wine, despite what his mother may have wanted, to the amazement of the steward. Jesus also, in John's Gospel, healed an official's son. He heals a sick man at Bethesda. He feeds 5,000, he walks on water, and he heals a man born blind. The miracles in John's Gospel show that Jesus has power over sickness, over nature, and even over death. For this last miracle from John 11 is Jesus raising a man who has been dead 4 days. Indeed, these miracles show forth the glory of God. And as Jesus talks with Martha and Mary, it's exactly what he says. "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" Jesus is the glory of God. The miracles he does point to that very fact. All the fullness of the deity dwells bodily in Jesus. He is the everlasting, the all-powerful, the ever-present God. There is no doubt about it. Who else could heal a man born blind? Who else could feed 5,000 with a little amount of food? Who else could walk on water or turn water to wine or raise the dead? These miracles show forth exactly who Jesus is. He's God, and it is glorious. But there's more to it than that, isn't there? If that was all there was, they'd be miracles in and of themselves. We'd be terrified of God, for they reveal his power and majesty. How other, how different he is than us. Could not a God who can raise the dead and walk on water and turn water to wine crush us under his righteous law? Of course. If these miracles in and of themselves show the glory of God, and that was all there was, we would be right to tremble as the Israelites did before Sinai. There is more to the glory of God. John is careful in his gospel to point that out, that none of these miracles in and of themselves reveal the true glory of God. For John, that is still coming. For seven is not enough. There are 7 days of creation, six, and God rests on the seventh day. But that's not enough. Adam and Eve are quick to sin in the garden, and before that the devil and his host fall away. Seven is not enough. John reveals that as he brings to mind the eighth miracle. There in that one, the glory of God is revealed as nowhere else in all of human history. At that last miracle, we see God as God is, in all of his glory, revealed. That eighth miracle, you know it so well. It's the crucifixion. There is the glory that John had been waiting for. With every successive miracle, you can feel John building the tension to what's going to happen to Jesus. What great thing is he going to do? It's paradoxical, isn't it? is not what they or we would expect from a Christ, Messiah, one who is anointed. Jesus travels on to the tree, there, takes all of our sins on himself, paying the full price. A miracle? For John, it is. The glory of God is revealed there, as Jesus takes from us our sins, as he pays for them completely. We see God as God is, for God is love and mercy. God doesn't come to rule an earthly kingdom with mighty miracles, but he comes to lay down his life for sinners upon the cross. There, in that eighth miracle, John finds the true glory of God. We also find the glory of God there, at the cross, that eighth miracle, that eighth day, the day beyond creation, that Sunday morning, when Christ burst forth from the tomb, proclaiming victory. The dead were raised, and Jesus is raised. There we see the glory of God, the proof that our sins had been forgiven upon the tree. In your own life, we see the same miracle, don't we? God continues to work miracles for us as he baptized you, your own eighth day, your day of resurrection, as you die with Christ and are raised with him to live this new life. For you were once dead in your sins and trespasses, but now you are alive in Christ Jesus, never to die again. The death that Jesus died has come to you, that your sins, all of them, would put on Jesus. And he gives you in exchange his righteousness. There we find that ultimate miracle given to us, the one that transcends time and space. It comes to you thousands of years after Jesus died. It comes to you through simple water and word. It brings you the death of your Savior Jesus. Is there any better miracle than that? To have your sins forgiven, washed away? What could be better than the assurance that baptism gives, than the joining to Jesus' death? What's better? Baptism isn't just a one-time thing. It's an ongoing miracle in which we live, having our sins forgiven, present tense, as we drown them again and again and again in the baptismal grace that came to us that very first time. Jesus brings us those eighth-day miracles, not just baptism, but his word as well. His word, powerful to proclaim Lazarus alive again, powerful enough to proclaim you alive also, risen from your sins. He declares that you are forgiven. If that weren't enough, Jesus comes to you even still with that last miracle, his very body and blood given and shed for you in the supper, that you would eat and drink and have exactly what he promises, the forgiveness of your sins. All of the miracles in John's gospel lead up to the cross. They remind those at that time to be aware, to watch, and to seek what Jesus would do, to find the true glory of God revealed at the cross. And now we look back through the supper, through the word, through baptism, to that same cross, to find the grace and mercy of Jesus coming to us again and again. As we focus on the miracles of Jesus this Advent, they are real even still. They connect us to his death. They wash our sins and declare us his people. They feed and nourish us. We're blessed, even more blessed than Lazarus, coming forth from the tomb, For we have been raised, not physically, but from the dust of death. Jesus is our resurrection and our life. In his name, amen.